This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. A high-level meeting right now in Germany. Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio are with Ukrainian President Zelensky, discussing how to end the war. CBS's Anna Noriskevich is in Munich.
The path to peace is still uncertain. And it is important to say that Zelensky and Ukrainian lawmakers made it very clear that for them, they will only be peace when sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine is stabilized.
Well, first the wildfires, then heavy rain. Now mudslides are causing big problems in Southern California. CBS's Rob Marciano is in Altadena.
A fast-moving waterfall of mud filled with debris, trapping drivers on the Pacific Coast Highway.
Another landslide happened. I had to turn around.
Crews struggling to clear the highway of the runoff during the height of the storm. One L.A. Fire Department vehicle got sucked out into the ocean. Thankfully, the driver managed to escape with only minor injuries.
In Washington, hundreds of Fed workers are getting their pink slips, says correspondent Jared Hill.
CBS News has learned recent federal hires still on probationary status across several departments have received termination notices. Same for about 1,000 workers at the Department of Veterans Affairs as of yesterday.
One of the latest departments to be hit is the National Nuclear Security Administration, which is part of the Department of Energy. That manages the nation's nuclear weapons stockpile, among other things. And CBS's Nicole Killian tells us a federal judge has temporarily blocked a freeze on funding to USAID.
The judge has granted this temporary hold, but it still raises questions about the future of USAID going forward. At least for now, it appears that some of these grants and fundings can continue.
Pope Francis has severe bronchitis. CBS's Seth Doan reports he's been admitted to the hospital.
They need to do a CAT scan and some other tests that will be done at the hospital. We're told by a Vatican spokesperson to expect the Pope to be there for a couple of days.
The 88-year-old has been suffering from symptoms for several days now. Off to Philadelphia, where a giant victory parade is underway for the Super Bowl-winning Eagles. As confetti flows through the air, fans have lined the streets.
Who do you want to see today?
The Eagles!
U.S. retail sales fell more than expected in January. They dropped 0.9% after an increase in December. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 56 points right now. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Saturday snow cleanup will be needed. The winter weather advisory starts at 6 tonight with 2 to 5 inches of snow expected, though totals may be lower near the state line. Snowfall rates could reach up to an inch per hour once the sun goes down. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County saw a 17% increase in January home sales. Kenosha County saw a 15% decline in the same time period. The overall region saw a 5.5% increase, with Racine County also seeing a significant rise in new listings. Deputy Alejandro Lozano of the Racine County Sheriff's Office was honored as Employee of the Month for January. He was rewarded for his actions rescuing a driver from a burning vehicle. His bravery earned him a Certificate of Excellence and other awards. And a Racine lawyer with a diverse background in the Army, theater, and sports is being remembered through an obituary at Racine County Eye. Ron Halverson's story is a recommended read at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers prepare for Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Big game for Wisconsin tomorrow, taking on number 7th-ranked Purdue in West Lafayette. Tip off at noon. The Badgers have surpassed preseason predictions. Head coach Greg Gard on the Jim Rome Show.
If I had said to you back then, in the middle of February, you would be in the top 15 or 16, what would you have said?
I would have said our plan has come together in terms of how we wanted to put this roster together, and more importantly, a credit to our players of how they perform.
Marquette on the road at Villanova a week from tonight. The Golden Eagles ranked 18th in the nation. NBA, the All-Star game this weekend in San Francisco. 25 years ago, Damian Lillard's father took him to the All-Star game as a 9-year-old growing up in Oakland.
So now to be, like you said, 25 years later, and this being my 9th All-Star game, and kind of back in front of that hometown crowd, it's definitely a special moment.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Winter weather advisory starts at 6 o'clock and continues into the night. With around 1 to 2 inches of snow expected on the ground by this evening, you'll be waking up to around 4 inches or so. Then, another 1 to 3 inches is possible Saturday, before the cold crashes in on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
Harvey and the rest of the story, 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Is chronic pain consuming all your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center offers FDA-cleared spinal decompression therapy, non-surgical treatments that gently stretch the spine, relieve pressure, and promote recovery. Stop hurting and start healing. Visit racinediscenter.com. Stop by the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, or meet the team at the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo, March 1st and 2nd at Festival Hall. Racine Disc Center, where you go to get your life back.
Was there ever a United States president who used humor more effectively or more often? There was one time his attempt to get laughs failed. Until now, you never knew about that time. It happened during a closing cabinet meeting, September 22, when the president was running an idea up the flagpole to see if anybody would salute. The commander-in-chief just started reading out of an old humorous book called A High-Handed Outrage in Utica. He read an entire chapter, in fact. It was a story about wax figurines representing the Last Supper. It had struck the president as funny. He thought it would break the ice. He was wrong. Cabinet members sat through the reading silent, bewildered. The story was laden with clumsy dialect. It was scarcely relevant to any issue before the nation. Or if it were relevant, the point was impossibly obscure. Well, having bummed, the president proceeded to explain why he had called the meeting. Upcoming speech, a controversial subject. The president declared he had proof that what he had to say reflected God's divine will. The cabinet remained seated in stony, uncomfortable silence while the president test-marketed his new concept. More silence. Finally, the blank astonishment was broken by one of the cabinet members who reminded the president that Congress had already dealt with that same issue months previous. We're not even sure it's legal, he said. The Secretary of State interrupted. This was the worst possible time for such a speech, he insisted. It made the government sound desperate, grasping at straws. The Postmaster General pounded his fist on the table, saying that the next election would be lost in the wake of such words. It's not recalled if anybody made the key point regarding the president's proposed speech. The key point, for the time being at least, was that it would change absolutely nothing. Well, in any case, the president welcomed suggestions, or at least he said he did. A flood of same forth came. 3 months would pass before the president got up the nerve to go public. The speech would be read before the Congress, But first, on the following New Year's Day, a copy in print form was signed by the president himself. And the signature, by the way, bore the president's full name. I don't mean merely his first initial and last name, as had been customary. He wrote out his full name, and the reason, he said, was that he believed history would remember him for this act alone. Well, history has remembered him for more than that. Indeed, almost forgotten is the considerable opposition he encountered, even among his most loyal and most trusted advisors, when he proposed New Year's Day, 1863, when he proposed the so-called Emancipation Proclamation. A proclamation which had no direct effect on the uncivil war. A proclamation which, in fact, freed not one solitary slave. It was a war measure, Lincoln called it. After the war, the courts could overturn it, he said. Of course, you know they did not. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Wow. Was unaware of any of that. Fascinating stuff, as always, from Paul Harvey. The rest of the story, twice daily, Monday through Friday, at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 here on WRJN.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me. Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Lots going on. And one of the big things coming up is the Racine County I Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. It's coming up March 1st and 2nd. Lots of things to see and take in. It's in home remodeling, energy efficiency, wellness practitioners that you can talk to, sustainable living experts, live demonstrations, even WRJN going to be there broadcasting. It's presented by Racine County I, Memorial Hall, March 1st and 2nd. Tickets available at the door, and we'll see you there. More details, if you want them, at RacineCountyI.com.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can help provide you with semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text SOLVE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy to see if you're eligible. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text SOLVE to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SOLVE to 200-300. SOLVE to 200-300.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Let's bring in Stuart now. Stuart J. Waddles with this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll start to come back down tonight. The winter weather advisory kicks in at 6 tonight, with 2 to 5 inches of new snow possible. The National Weather Service says lower totals are expected closer to the state line. When it first comes, it'll come quick, with snowfall rates of up to an inch an hour. You're being reminded to clear the snow from sidewalks and to make sure fire hydrants near your home are clear. Again, a winter weather advisory starts at 6 tonight. The latest is coming up in the forecast. You can get a visual of what's already come down online. The Racine County Eye website has some imagery of this week's snowfall in the area, with more about plowing operations in the city of Racine. Go deeper online at racinecountyeye.com. The employee of the month at one local organization helped pull a person from a burning vehicle. Deputy Alejandro Lozano of the Racine County Sheriff's Office was honored as employee of the month for January. The honor was for his actions during a two-car crash on January 9th. Lozano was training a new deputy and quickly responded to a burning vehicle with a trapped driver. He pulled her out and used a fire extinguisher to put out the flames. His bravery has earned him a certificate of excellence, a $50 gift card, and a paid day off. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
A winter weather advisory starts at 6 o'clock and continues into the night. With around 1 to 2 inches of snow expected on the ground by this evening, we'll be waking up to around 4 inches or so. Then, another 1 to 3 inches is possible Saturday, before the cold crashes in on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
Of all his greatest hits on WRJN. Dusty Springfield wants one thing on this Valentine's Day. She only wants to be with you.
Thank you. look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. The temperature may be cold outside, but we got warm sound and tunes on the radio on WRJN.
Since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine?
Help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN. And Dan Marcus, the big deals are out there. They're on our website, and you can check them out. 50% off on local food services, merchandise, and it's real easy. You just go to our website, WRJN.com, and at the top, where it says big deals, click on that and start shopping. WRJN.com.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. As spring approaches, it's the right time to celebrate new beginnings and brighten someone's day with a handcrafted floral arrangement. Their stunning blooms are delivered with care and rooted in family tradition. A truly beautiful way to say thank you. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 floral gift certificates for just $16. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Yeah.
timeless hits, WRJN, and great information from Mike Clemens in sports every hour on WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
Rich
like me, has he taken,
any time, to show,
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly,
tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. And on this Valentine's Day, a song called My Love.
My love is warm.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A high-level meeting took place about an hour ago in Munich, Germany, between Vice President Vance, Secretary of State Rubio, and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Vance told Zelensky the goal is for the war to come to a close, the killing to stop, and achieve a durable, lasting peace, to which Zelensky replied,
"What we need to speak more, to work more, and to prepare the plan how to stop Putin and finish the war. We want this very much, but we need real security guarantees."
And Zelensky said he will only agree to meet in person with President Putin after a common plan is negotiated with President Trump, who he sees is the key to ending the conflict. Meanwhile, President Trump will sign more executive orders from the Oval Office today. A White House official confirming they'll focus on halting federal funds for schools and universities that impose coronavirus vaccine mandates. Hamas says it will release three more Israeli hostages tomorrow. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Tel Aviv and says one of them is an American Israeli.
According to hostages who have already been released, they say that he was shot in his arm and leg. And paying attention to the condition he's in when he comes out is going to be very important, especially when we consider how poorly treated and emaciated those previous hostages looked when they were released just last weekend.
Off to Rome, where Pope Francis has been hospitalized to be treated for bronchitis. CBS's Seth Doan tells us he is in fair condition.
He has been keeping his busy schedule. We saw him outside at, presiding at Mass on Sunday, and outside Mass. It has been kind of chilly in Rome, and we've seen him breathless a few times over the last 10 days.
He's expected to stay in the hospital for a few days. Well, does it seem like everyone around you is sniffling, sneezing, and coughing? Our Alexander Tin reports the flu is rampant.